Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 10, The Discussion Between Jadabharata and Maharaj Rahugana. Part 3. King Rahugana bows down and questions Jadabharata. Shukadeva Goswami then said, O Maharaj Parikshit, when King Rahugana chastised the exalted devotee Jadabharata with harsh words, that peaceful, saintly person tolerated all of it and then replied properly. Nescience is due to the bodily conception, and Jadabharata was not affected by this false conception. Out of his natural humility, Jadabharata never considered himself a great devotee. And so Jadabharata agreed to suffer the results of his past karma. Like an ordinary man, Jadabharata thought that by carrying the palanquin, he was destroying the reactions of his past misdeeds. Thinking in this way, Jadabharata began to carry the palanquin as before. O best of the Pandu dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, the king of Sindhu and Salvira states, Maharaj Rahugana, had great faith in discussions about the absolute truth. Being thus qualified, Rahugana heard from Jadabharata that philosophical presentation which is approved by all scriptures on the mystic yoga process and which slackens the knot within the heart. Rahugana's material conception of himself as king was thus destroyed. Rahugana immediately descended from his palanquin and fell flat on the ground with his head at the lotus feet of Jadabharata. He did this in such a way that he might be excused for his insulting words against the great Brahmana Jadabharata. Then Rahugana prayed as follows. O Brahmana, you appear to be moving within this world, very much covered and unknown to others. Who are you? Are you a learned Brahmana and saintly person? I see that you are wearing a sacred thread. Are you one of those exalted, liberated saints, such as Dattatreya and other highly advanced learned scholars? May I ask whose disciple you are? Where do you live? Why have you come to this place? Is your mission in coming here to do good for us? Please let me know who you are. My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine piercing trident of Lord Shiva. And I do not care about the punishment of Yamaraj, superintendent of death. Nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, the moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kuvera. Yet I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I am very much afraid of this. My dear sir, it appears that the influence of your great spiritual knowledge is hidden. Factually, you are bereft of all material association, and you are fully absorbed in the thought of the Supreme. Consequently, you are unlimitedly advanced in spiritual knowledge. So please, tell me why you are wandering around like a dullard. O great saintly person, you have spoken words approved by the yogic process, but it is not possible for us to understand what you have said. Therefore, kindly explain it. For I consider your good self the most exalted master of mystic power. You know the spiritual science perfectly well. You are the most exalted of all learned sages, and you have descended for the benefit of all human society. You have come to give spiritual knowledge, and you are a direct representative of Kapiladeva, the incarnation of God, and the plenary portion of all knowledge. I am therefore asking you, O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter in this world? Is it not a fact that your good self is the direct representative of Kapiladeva, the incarnation of Godhead? Just to examine people and see who is actually a human being and who is not, you have presented yourself to be a deaf and dumb person. Are you not moving in this way upon the surface of the world? I am very much attached to family life and worldly activities, and I am blind to spiritual knowledge. Nonetheless, I am now present before you and seeking enlightenment from you. How can I advance in spiritual life? You have said, I am not fatigued from labor. Although the soul is different from the body, there is fatigue because of bodily labor, and it appears to be the fatigue of the soul. When you are carrying the palanquin, there is certainly labor for the soul. This is my conjecture. And you have also said that the external behavior exhibited between master and servant is not factual. But although in the phenomenal world it is not factual, the products of the phenomenal world can actually affect things. This is visible and experienced. As such, even though material activities are impermanent, they cannot be said to be untrue. My dear sir, you have said that designations like bodily fatness and thinness are not characteristics of the soul. But that is incorrect because designations like pain and pleasure are certainly felt by the soul. Just as you may put a pot of milk and rice within fire, the milk and rice are automatically heated one after the other. Similarly, due to bodily pains and pleasures, the senses, mind, and soul are thus affected. The soul cannot be completely detached from this conditioning. My dear sir, you have said that the relationship between king and subject, or between master and servant, are not eternal. But although such relationships are temporary, when a person takes the position of a king, one's duty is to rule the citizens and punish those who are disobedient to the laws. By punishing them, the king teaches the citizens to obey the laws of the state. Again, you have said that punishing a person who is deaf and dumb is like chewing the chewed or grinding the pulp. That is to say, there is no benefit in it. However, if one is engaged in one's occupational duty as ordered by the Supreme Lord, one's sinful activities are certainly diminished. Therefore, if one is engaged in one's occupational duty by force, one benefits because one can vanquish all sinful activities in that way. Whatever you have spoken appears to me to be contradictory. O best friend of the distressed, I have committed a great offense by insulting you. I was puffed up with false prestige due to possessing the body of a king, and for this I have certainly become an offender. Therefore I pray that you kindly glance upon me with your causeless mercy. If you do so, I may be relieved from sinful activities brought about by insulting you. O my dear Lord, you are the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the friend of all living entities. Therefore you are equal to everyone, and you are free from the bodily conception of life. And although I have committed an offense by insulting you, I know that there is no loss or gain for you due to my insult. You are fixed in your determination, but I have committed an offense. And because of this, even though I may be as strong as Lord Shiva, I shall be vanquished without delay due to my offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Recorded April 4, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jasoda Nandana Gopi Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jasoda Nandana Gopi Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jasoda Nandana Gopi Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari, Haraye Namaha.